It does seem like it'd be really difficult to not give AR-targeted therapy first line to a patient with castrate-resistant metastatic disease. So your trial looking at the combination really makes a lot of sense because clinically or even research-wise, I don't know how you'd prove something better than that. What are you looking for with this combination? A big bump in survival? Some kind of synergy?
Well, so this is very interesting because, and I don't want to confound things, but our trial is looking at a pre-selected population frontline, giving them abiraterone with prednisone or olaparib or the combination. And the question we're asking is this, is our earlier observation from the NCI trial that we did, the CTEP trial that we ran, that the patients with DNA repair defects seem to respond better no matter whether they are getting AR-targeted treatment with or without a PARP inhibitor. So if, in fact, one drug works for them, right, and they respond just as well, why pile up the drugs? And if an AR-targeted therapy works as well as a PARP inhibitor or vice versa, the issue comes up is toxicity and trade-offs there. And obviously, my hope is that the combination gives you a much better return on investment because at the end of the day, we want to really hammer the cancer. And so that, again, the study is not very large, but it will give us a signal. There is another trial that's ongoing right now based on a randomized phase two trial that was conducted in the UK looking at frontline castration-resistant disease, not pre-selected for DNA repair defect, but rather included all into the study, randomized to abiraterone with prednisone with or without olaparib. And then they looked at the different tumor samples or circulating DNA type things to look at whether, you know, the patients had DNA repair defects or not. That trial overall showed the combo of a PARP inhibitor and AR targeting is better than AR targeting alone. That then led to a phase three trial that is ongoing right now with a combination with olaparib.